Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today is Tell Del Tuesday, during which shows we introduce our members to tell their story, to share with you some insights that they have found through their years of, just starting and beginning, and then in some cases mastering the real estate investment world. And with us today is a great couple, Sam and Sarah Aquila, out of San Jose, California. Sam, Sarah, are you both on there?
Yes, Del, I'm here. This is Sam, and I'm really glad and excited to be on your show.
Hi, Del. I'm excited to be here on your show.
Well, welcome both of you. I really appreciate you going on. Guys, you have an interesting story, and I want to try to, you know, get behind your thinking. What I mean by this is that I always tell people that if someone listens to you on the radio, 10% of the people out there listening like you, 50-60% of the people out there tolerate you, and then 30% of the people hate you. You know, just the way it is. And so you're lucky if you got 10% that like you and enough to tolerate you to keep you in business, right? So in your case, you come here from India, have a different set of values, a different set of ideas, and a different approach. And so I really want to be able to clarify your ideas so people that are like your 10% understand why you made your decisions that you did and did what you did, because it's very interesting. I would say, from looking from afar as a very, very type B analytical person that I am, right, thinking you guys are both type B people. You got really, really high-end jobs, very, very educated. I know you come from a country where education is paramount. I know your parents would have spanked you if you didn't get a good degree and a good job, right? I know that about your culture. So I know you're very tied into that. Yet, in your investment world, you tried everything. So we've got to get deep into that and how that came about. So let's start with coming here from India. How old were you, and what kinds of ideals did you bring with you?
So, hi, Del. So we come from a very conservative family in India. As you rightly said, we give more value to our education. And, you know, Sam is very analytical. So when we came here, you know, we wanted to get a job and, you know, just move on with our career and kids. So it was like a rat race, as you say. So I always wanted to see, make enough money to move into some kind of business and all. So but Sam was always like, you know, work and do things. He was in startup businesses, on the IT side. And so I always wanted to get into real estate, and I used to listen to your show. And my grandfather was a real estate investor, so I have a little bit of that, but then I was not sure how we can invest, carefully and without losing money, as you always say. So I was looking into that, and when I found Lifestyles and I heard in the radio show, I wanted to really see what is in there, and that's how we started. That gave us an opportunity to get into the real estate world without, you know, who can train us and then, you know, mix with the other side of the world.
Well, you have high. You both come with high levels of education. You both had very high-paying jobs. So you've made your parents happy. You've done what you're supposed to do, right? But what was it? What is that thing? Yeah. The aha light bulb that said, you know what? This isn't going to be enough for us. We're different. We want more.
So just to add on to what Sarah said, so although we have high-paying jobs and we have been successful in our jobs, there is always a lingering fear that what would happen if one of us is not able to work, or not, we lose our jobs, or we're not able to work because of whatever it is, and do we have alternative streams of income? That's what got us triggered into thinking about alternate investments. And as part of that, we were looking at real estate. And we did buy a couple of properties, there's some starting in about 2015. But we knew at the bottom of our heart that we were not doing something right. We bought it at the list price, we were struggling through that. And that's when Sarah listened to your program, one of the radio shows, and suddenly then she came to know that you're going to come to San Francisco for a fireside chat. That's when she pulled me there. Actually, I was not even interested. Like you said, I'm kind of type B person who analyzes everything, and she's more a little bit more towards type A. And she pulled me there, and we attended your fireside chat in San Francisco. Well, one thing that I liked, which I did not like with a lot of other people, is you made, instead of you telling the story, you made the members of Lifestyles talk about their success stories when we attended the San Francisco. That's what got us into it, and then we immediately signed up for the two-day at that time.
So Sam, I'm gonna try to make this a little clearer for people listening.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't mean to put words in your mouth. That's unsanitary during COVID-19. Yeah. We don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But the reality is what you're saying is you bought a couple properties, and I don't want this to sound disrespectful in any way, but I think it's very common. Those of us in life that did good in school and got good jobs and were good at what we do in general, mm-hmm. believe when we first look into something like real estate, I'll just figure it out. And I'll just go on the internet and get some ideas, and I'll go over here and get a realtor to find me a deal. But your basic assumption was that real estate itself was what made things profitable, as opposed to my concept, which is doing real estate correctly is what makes money. Would you agree that that's somewhat similar?
Yes. I fully agree now. Now, after going through the Lifestyles training and everything, the mentorship from the mentors. Now I fully agree with you that, yes, it's not just the real estate. The right way to do real estate is very important.
Great. I just wanted to get that out there for people, because I think that there's a lot of people out there like yourself that are very intelligent, highly educated, successful to the level that employment can allow, right? And then they think, okay, I'm just going to dive into something I've never done before. I have no idea how to do. That'd be like me programming something. I couldn't program the back of a cereal box, right? I mean, it's a completely weird thing. But if I watch a video on the internet, I bet I could do it, right?
Yeah.
Right, Sam?
Yeah.
You think I could? I don't think so, right? So we just want to get that across to people. Very smart people.
Yes, I think it's very clear. Yeah.
Yes. So, Del, just to add on, I think with the training, we can make a very bad deal a great deal. And if we are not educated, we can make a great deal break.
You know, that's an interesting thing. I would say that you could take a deal that is underperforming and make it great, but I wouldn't say a bad deal. And I'm just, the only reason I'm arguing with you is, and it's not an argument, it's a, I'm not agreeing with you, is that if you go buy the wrong deal, nobody can save that. You know what I mean? You can kill yourself up front.
Exactly. Yeah, true.
Now, if you're saying the opposite of what I thought you said, and you're saying you can buy a deal that's non-performing by someone that doesn't know what they're doing and make it become very, very profitable, that is true, and then your statement is 100% true.
Yes, that's what you meant. Essentially, with proper education, you can take a deal that's underperforming and know how to operate efficiently and make it into a great deal.
Absolutely. And you guys have done it all. I mean, as we get back from break here, we're going to go into, we're talking about 7 houses, 11 passive deals, and 1 iRoll apartment complex for yourself. You guys have been all over the place on this, done a little bit of everything. So we want to kind of follow up. We've only got 30 seconds left in this segment, so I don't want to get into one of your stories and have to cut you off right in the middle of it, okay? So we want to remember everybody to understand, you came here, you were successful, You decided to look into real estate. You tried it on your own. You weren't happy with your results. You heard us. And the skeptic got pulled in by the positive wife. Great story. We'll be right back with Sam and Sarah and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Sam and Sarah Aquila out of San Jose, California. And Sam and Sarah have accumulated for themselves and their family one apartment complex they own by themselves, which we call IROs, independent real estate owners, 11 apartment complexes, which they're partners in, and seven single-family houses. So, guys, when you came out of the two-day, I always like to know, like to hear what people had to say, what was on your mind. I call it the light bulb moment, if you've heard that term, where something comes on, you go, wow, that's what we've been missing. That's what we needed right there. Do you have a light bulb moment you can remember from the two-day?
Yeah. So the two-day, we attended in San Jose, California, and Dave Fisher taught us. So the first day was about all the single family. That's where we understood how to do the single family investments. As I said earlier, when we bought the two properties prior to starting Lifestyles, we did not do it right way. Now we understood how to buy single family on the first day. And it was the second day that really got us excited, which is where some of the people have showed the multifamily. Actually, until that day, I didn't even know that common people like all of us can buy these apartments. It's all I thought only big corporates bought apartments. So then when people started presenting their case studies and showing how they made their money, it was really the aha moment. How come we missed out for all these years? That's when we really got excited. And that was the aha moment for me when people were presenting their case studies and showing how they started with a small amount and how they made it big.
Sarah, what was your aha moment?
Oh, my aha moment on the first day, I realized that we gave complete cash down and bought the house. So that was a big mistake when Dave Fisher showed us we could buy the money on a fraction of by paying only a fraction of the money. And second day, by afternoon, I know that I'm joining Lifestyles. I'm going to be a Lifestyle member.
So we didn't know the principles of leveraging, and the other properties we bought prior to joining Lifestyles was we bought it at the MLS price, list price, with no equity going in and no leverage. So we realized, and also the cash flow was not that good. So we realized the mistakes that we made, and this is what really enlightened us and the right way to do it. Of course, as I said, the aha moment was the multifamily, and that's why it really got us excited.
I'm going to drag you a little different direction here, and that is somewhere in your bio when I was reading this, you brought up a point, and I want to highlight it if I can get you to talk about it a little bit, and that is, you know, coming from another country, there's different social beliefs and ways to deal with people and privacy beliefs, and then you get to another country, you're not, you know, you got to learn it all over again. But even there, when you're tied up with big business, that seems to be that there's a lot of privacy in big business. And then you run into something like Lifestyles and see all these people that are just telling you everything they know. What did that make you feel like? What thoughts went through your mind when you saw that everything was so open?
We really liked it, Del, because once we came here, we were scared. We were not very, you know, when we go to other people of other race, how will they react? And I used to have a lot of fears. So I used to be very careful talking and all. But once I joined Lifestyle, it's all family. In fact, last time when we came to Houston for one of the events, I was feeling sad that we were leaving everybody and we had to go back home. It was like as if we are having a big marriage and, you know, everybody were like friends. They even shared what their financials. And we, you know, we were just talking and we were in the pool area and all. It was like night, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, everybody just drinking wine and talking. It's like a family.
Yeah, just so, to add on to that, Adele, a couple of things I liked is one is that two things, such as one is the abundance mentality, where people know that there are so many deals and it's not that one person is trying to steal the deal from others. The openness with which people discuss their deals, their success stories, that's what has set apart Lifestyles from others. That's what I've found.
So, Sam, did you guys ever look at any other real estate training programs or real estate clubs to see what they had to offer, or is this just the first one?
No, Del, we did see a couple of other other things, and we did invest externally also, but we find Lifestyle deals are very, very clear and it is protected. We feel very safe investing with Lifestyle deals. Sam can go into details.
So, yeah, what she was saying is that out of our 11 passive deals, two of them we made through our contacts at work and others. So one major difference I found between going to passive deals through Lifestyles versus others is Lifestyles deals are very transparent in the sense that the syndicators or the lead investors, they provide financials every month and they stick to this white paper and the guidelines. Whereas when we look at the deals, a couple of deals we did from outside, there is no transparency. So once in 3 months, we just get one small statement saying that, okay, everything is fine. No numbers, nothing.
Wow.
So given that, now there is no way I'm going to invest anywhere outside other than Lifestyles. We did it out of compulsion, out of because it was through our contacts. So, but that's a stark difference between passive investments through Lifestyles versus investments
Excellent.
Outside.
So let's talk about coming out of the two-day.
Yeah.
I'm the fly on the wall now, and you're talking together yourselves, and I'm asking, and you're asking each other, what do we do first, honey? What did you guys decide to do first, and why?
So first, we decided to go through the trainings, learn, and then, you know, work with our mentor. JB was our mentor, so work with him, and then JB was saying that, you know, there are deals. Always. Just keep the money in your pocket. First get the training and then start building teams in different places and then start looking at deals and then you are ready to invest and when you are very comfortable going through those quick analysis sheets. So we did a lot of quick analysis on different properties. I used to go to JB and pretend as if I'm really going to buy that property. And then JB used to come back with a bunch of questions. Okay, what are you thinking about? How are you going to raise this monthly rent when you see a property? So all that helped us. And we were very confident when we wanted to buy our single family, our apartment complex as IROs.
So what was the first deal you guys bought? Was it a passive deal, a IRO deal, or a single-family house?
So first it was single families, because that's when we started small and then the passive deals.
Okay.
Then we moved on to the IRO, the multifamily deal.
Got it. Well, that's a great we call that the natural progression of a real estate investor, so that works. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Sam and Sarah and the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Uh-huh.
get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome back to Dell Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Sam and Sarah Aquila, and they're out of San Jose. They've purchased, since they've been members of Lifestyles, 11 passive deals. Actually, two of those were before Lifestyles. One IRO, seven single-family houses, so they've got quite the portfolio. Guys, I know that you purchased this IRO deal, which was, what, I think, eight units?
Yeah, that's correct.
And you purchased that in California, which is an interesting thing. We have apartments in California. Members that own apartments right. in California, like yourself. And where did you purchase this at, and did it make sense financially? Were the rents high enough to cover the cost of purchasing in California?
Yeah, so it is around 2017, in December 2017, we purchased. And around that time, there were a lot of other investors from Lifestyles members who invested in Sacramento, and Sacramento was a great market at that time. So this particular deal that we purchased in Sacramento. At that time, we located this property that's not in a great condition in terms of maintenance, and the rents were way below market, and we knew what the market rents were. We found that to be a great opportunity at the time. Then we spoke to all the our mentor, JB, and they got a lot of feedback, and finally we went in and purchased this deal in Sacramento.
It yeah, was, now the rent... Go ahead,
go
Sarah.
Go ahead, JB.
Go ahead, Sarah. Go ahead.
So, yeah, so as JB says, we did the market analysis, and we know that this is a great deal, and that's why we went into it.
Well, it seems like a great deal. I'm just looking at the notes here on the deal. You purchased it for $450,000, and it refinanced, or it actually appraised for $1.2 million. That's quite a bit of gain. That's over 100% gain on the asset, but not on the leverage. That's got to be hundreds and hundreds of percent gain on the leverage.
That's right,
of the
about 700% gain on the leverage.
Man, that's unbelievable. 700%.
Yeah.
Can you, as a business person, even imagine going to your boss going, you know, you should get into IT. Go, why? I make 700% on my apartment. You know, they wouldn't believe you, would they?
Right. They wouldn't.
There's no way. So what you need to share with everybody is, and I always hesitate to tell people the truth about stuff that scares them, because then they're afraid. But this wasn't something that just skyrocketed right up. You were doing very well with it. Then you ran into a fire, right?
That is correct. So what happened was, just to give the story quickly. So we bought this in December 2017, and there was one unit vacant at the time. So we adopted some of these lifestyles because going in the road trips, we found what kind of rehab they're doing. And we just, like what you say sometimes, we shamelessly copied some of the things, like common things like backsplash, putting the granite countertops, and stainless steel appliances and all. We made it pretty good, and we were able to raise the rents to the market level. And then we started stabilizing, and as people started leaving, we started rehabbing. When we did four units, and we're about $900 rent, at that time, it was in June 2018 that we had a fire accident. And that made two units completely uninhabitable. So that's when we got into a little bit of a struggle, but we were just continuing.
Then, yeah, and Terry and Len Maddow, they helped us. They told us, like, you know, what to do to increase the rents and how to operate. Any questions we had, we used to call Terry, and she was very helpful.
Right. Yeah. So the only catch for was that the insurance, it took us a lot of time to get that money. But it was good because we could use insurance money to do a lot more repairs, and everything was completed in September 2019 when everything was rented. We were renting most of the units because we did such a great rehab that we were able to rent the units at 1,075, most of the units, an average rent of 1,025.
So let's go back and give some a little more detail for people that are detail people.
Sure.
You started with the rents of $675. Within 3 months, you brought the rents up to $850. This was before the fire. Then once you had the fire, you were able to use the money to go back and do more renovations, and you brought it up to $1,025. I want to make this point clear for everybody. When you have a fire, your insurance is going to cover the repairs based on total replacement cost. If you've got the right insurance, and you should always carry total replacement costs.
Exactly. Yeah.
The reality is, though, total replacement cost is not what it costs us to rebuild something, because the slab is not gone, the ground is not gone. Even if it were, the bottom line is we can get it done cheaper than what they would call it the red book or the blue book value of the building. And so, for example, I've had a property that burnt two units. No, I'm sorry, it burnt eight units, and we got a check for $675,000, and it only cost us $400,000. And if you really want to know the numbers, just I'm going to get out my calculator. I just want people to understand, you know, because you're sitting there going, oh, my God, they had a fire, the whole world ended. No, not really. Let me show you what I mean.
Yeah.
Let me show you what I mean here. I bought the property for $19,000 a door. So $19,000 times eight units, I bought it for $152,000.
Wow.
And to rebuild it, they gave me $675,000. So you can imagine,
right?
That a fire's not.
Dave Fisher, because in the 2-day training, the very one very important point that he told us and gave us, I did stuck in me, is that always go for replacement cost value insurance and not the actual cost value. And we religiously did that for every deal that we did. To go with RCV policy, insurance policy, to make sure that it's we are covered completely.
Yeah. Well, it paid off for you, didn't it? To do the right thing.
Yes, it did.
You know,
it did.
I always say that real estate is kind of oxymoronic, and I don't know if you know what that statement is, but it means it's backwards of what you would think is normal. Whatever you would think is the logical thing to do, people try to do the opposite. They go, let's cheap out on the insurance and buy cheap insurance, right, and save some money. They get wiped out, and they don't pay for anything. The insurance doesn't pay. This is just one of those oxymoronic type things. We call it the Dellisms. Do this. Don't think. Just do this. Right? So we bought this property, and you made a lot of money, and your intention from what you're saying in your bio is you want to hold this thing for a long time, huh?
That's right, because right now we are cash flowing about $50,000. That's 40% cash on cash at this point. So we will. What we are planning to do is to do a cash-out refi and take out about $300K out of this, and use that for our next purchase. Our goal is this year to buy at least one or two, either as an IRO or do a syndication. We are looking in both of them. In fact, as soon as this rehab was completed, we started looking at apartments. We even gave LOIs, and we could not do the due diligence, and we had to pull back because of this COVID. We gave LOIs for
in
two
Vegas,
or three apartments.
Yeah. In Las Vegas,
So as soon as the lockdown is done, we will again aggressively start looking.
So your distance between what you own and where you live is not a fear for you?
No. Not at all, Del. That's because Lifestyles teaches us how to manage these remotely and, you know, how to take care of things. Everything can be done remotely. But, if it is going to be a lead investor deal, my job is very flexible. I can work from any location throughout U.S. So I will go wherever the deal.
Yeah. Wow.
In fact, it's like once a property is stabilized, we have seen ourselves, even though it's only 2 hours Sacramento from our place where we live, we haven't been going there at all that often. During the rehab, when it was being stabilized, yes, we were going once in 2 weeks there, or once in a month. Nowadays, we don't see ourselves going much at all there.
Yeah, isn't that amazing how that once you've got them settled down, they're really easy to manage, huh?
Right. Yeah.
It's excellent. Excellent position. So, as you move on now, I know that you're working full time. You've cut back to part time now, Sarah?
Yes. I'm part time and it is very flexible. I just need my phone and computer and I can work from anywhere.
But your goal is to get one more so you can let that go even, huh?
Exactly. I just need one more, just like the deal I have. And I have all the training, everything, all the backing of lifestyle. So I'm sure we'll be successful.
Good. Well, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you a real personal question, which is, what does your friends and family think about all this? You know, everybody you know, how much do they know about what you do and what do they think about it? So we'll think about that from the break. We'll come back and we'll come back with Sam and Sarah and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Sam and Sarah Aquila out of San Jose, California. They've accomplished quite a bit. They've got 11 passive apartment complexes their owners in, one independently owned apartment complex, and seven single-family houses. As we went to break, I dropped a question on them. I wanted to pick it up when we brought them back in, and that was, what do your friends and family think of this?
We showed our deal to a couple of our friends, and some of them joined Lifestyles. They really were surprised that we could make money like this, because typically here in Valley, the tendency is like people work years and day and night in startups to make some money. It's more a startup culture. So here we haven't done any of that, and we could see so much of money and regular income. So my friends got excited, and they joined Lifestyles, two of my friends.
That's great. Where you work at, Sam? It's got to be an awkward thing when everybody else has got the same mindset, and you're coming up with this entrepreneurial stuff.
Yeah, that is true. So when we really show the numbers to my friends, they really get shocked. Is it true? They can't believe it. So, but when you show the numbers and do the calculations that go behind it and show this is what we did in 2 years, they're shocked. And a couple of them, they immediately said, yeah, we'll just immediately go and attend this freedom seminar and then go forward with it.
So they came in, even when we are like talking to friends and family in the parties, they come and they say, we want to talk to you. And then
wow. Now you're the person at the party to go talk to. I like that. That's good. What about family? Do you guys have any family back in India still? Do they think that you guys are like these big American entrepreneurs?
Yeah, actually, for me, all of my family, except for myself, are in India. For Sarah, a lot of family members are here in the U.S.
Yeah.
Now, Sarah, so you said your father did real estate?
My grandfather and my great-grandfather, they were...
In India,
they were in real estate.
And how do you do real estate in India? What does that look like compared to what we do here?
It's very different, Del. There are sometimes the tenants don't pay rent. My grandfather had commercial properties like shops, and it was in a very, very populated and high, in a very good area.
Mm-hmm.
But it was hard to collect rents, and, there were a lot of issues. But eventually when we sold, we did realize a lot of money. So I was like, that's the way to buy things. Because even if they saved the money somewhere, we couldn't make that kind of wealth. So I know the only takeaway from that was, real estate is a wealth building tool.
Gotcha. That's interesting. For me, I'm not a worldly person. I don't do a lot of international travel, and if I do, it's not long enough to understand a culture completely. So I've always wondered how people do real estate in other countries. It's just bizarre. Like, some countries, you can't evict people. The law doesn't allow it.
Yes. So, in Bombay and other cities like that, they can't evict, and the tenant can keep somebody, and he can make 100 times more than the landlord.
Oh, by subletting?
Yeah, by subletting.
Oh, man. So that's gutsy to do it over there. You don't have the laws going for you. So you've done great. And what do you think is going to be your legacy? What are you guys going to leave behind?
So we will leave all this real estate learning and everything we learned to our kids. We will bring them up. We will join them as our lifestyle members and pass on all this knowledge and intelligence, because that is what is going to stay with them. And, of course, a lot of wealth and apartment complexes, I'm sure, we'll leave it for our kids.
Yeah.
So how old are your kids now?
My kids are, one is in first year of college, and the elder one came out of college, and he's getting into a job. And the younger one is going first year in college.
Okay, so the educational requirements in your family are still there, right?
Yes.
So he did a master's in computer science, my elder one. He's just about to get into a job. And as soon as he stabilizes for a couple of months, then we are planning to start him, introduce him to lifestyles. And he already knows what we do. But we want him to go through a formal education process, attend the workshop and stuff like that, so that he learns quickly.
Did either kid show any interest as they just hung around the outside looking in at you guys doing it?
Yeah, they know that we do real estate. My younger one is into business, so I keep telling him, this is the best business that could be. He's out there. So he just started. He finished his 12th grade.
He wants to do a study business.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's great. Well, guys, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your story. Is there anything else you want to share before we go off the air here?
So thanks for giving us this opportunity to share our story. I hope it inspires more people and to help them join lifestyles and make them more successful. And also one more thing I wanted to say is during the COVID, there were excellent training provided by Lynn and Terry. And I really want to give them a big shout out. And it was really helpful during the COVID tough times.
Well, I'm sure they thank you very much for that.
Sure.
Thanks, Del. It's as you always say, it's not about money, it's about lifestyle. So my whole perspective about life and events, everything changed. There's so much of wisdom, and I really like being part of this big group.
Well, thank you both. Sam, I think you said it best. It's the abundance mentality.
Yes.
There's enough for all of us to have everything that we want. I always like to leave with the concept, though, it's not about how much money. It's about how quality is your life. So
exactly.
Thank you again for being on the show. And the rest of you out there, remember this. It's your chance to change your life. Have a great day. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Sure. Thank you.
listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.